Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Louisiana's Attorney General, Liz Murrell. Liz, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Newell. It's great to be with you.
So, General, obviously you have, first let me say Happy New Year, but you have been extraordinarily busy since the first minute of the new year, and we all know why. If you would, for the benefit of listening audience, maybe talk about what brought you to the point that you felt that your office should conduct an investigation of the happenings of the early morning hours and the terrorist attack on Bourbon Street.
Well, there's obviously a, you know, demand and a need for answers to a lot of questions. And, you know, I feel like that there needs to be a broad, methodical evaluation of a lot of different things, including how money is being spent, who's on first, who's on second, you know, what, who should be, you know, how many people are involved in planning and security planning in New Orleans, not just for this event, but for other events. And how does that work? I mean, that's all kind of a backward looking analysis so that we can make sure that we're looking at some structural issues and seeing what needs to change in the future. And so I guess I just felt like we needed to do that at the state level. And I know there is, you know, certainly some interest in the local, by the local city council and things like that. But, you know, they've been there all along. And I think that the country needs answers and the state needs answers. And I still think that some arm's length from being an elected city official is useful.
Right. I mean, that degree of separation of your office from what actually goes on down in the city of New Orleans, I think provides a lot of comfort for folks knowing that you're going to have a look-see into this matter.
Yeah, it's just, you know, less of a personal investment and decisions that were made and how they were made. You know, I'm not going into this with any kind of preconceived conclusions or ideas of where it's going to end. I do, you know, have an idea of how I want to kind of start gathering information and evaluating who was involved in the actual planning, not just this year, but last year, the year before. You know, I want to look at this in a pretty deep dive so that we can see where the dysfunction is and the function and kind of see what needs to change. We've seen a lot of changes put in place right now, but that is also some of that stuff's going to go away. I mean, the federal resources are going to revert back to a more normal level. They may come in and surge for certain events, but we have a lot of things going on in New Orleans all the time. And so we kind of have to look at this with a fresh attitude towards security in New Orleans. And you know, you might share this feeling. I mean, we feel like it's a small town, but it's not. You know, we bring people in. People come into New Orleans from all over the world, certainly all over the country. It's a huge convention destination. They come because they get such a embraced feeling and a community feeling, and they just love that about New Orleans. And so there's some resistance to change that would affect the culture and the what we love about the kind of core that drives people to want to come here. And so I think we have to keep an eye on preserving what's important and why people come. But we also have to make sure they're safe when they do. And we've had police surge in state police there, and that's been helpful. But, you know, we've got to look at things like the consent decree and whether it's actually performing any good purpose there. I have been very critical of it. I think we should be narrowing it and or terminating it instead of perpetuating it. And yet here we are with, consent orders on deck right now that expand it.
Yeah, that's troubling to hear that on so many different fronts. So you're comfortable right now with the scope that you think that this is going to take? It seems to me that we have, I think the chief is going to announce Bill Bratton as the expert that she desires to have a look-see here. She mentioned yesterday that the Louisiana State Police is going to be hiring their own expert. I have to imagine that you've probably given some thought about hiring one as well.
Well, I don't want to recreate the wheel. You know, I think that if those people have access to all the information that they need to be able to do a thorough job, and they're free to kind of really be doing a deep dive and looking at it, then I may get the information they're getting and meet with them and talk with them. You know, I certainly will work with state police in that regard. And I would expect, you know, the city has pledged, both the mayor and the chief have pledged to be supportive of this review. And we'll see kind of which direction it takes us. But I don't need we don't necessarily need to have 10 experts from 10 different basically parties coming in. I mean, that takes up a lot of time, and it will take up a lot of the chief's time. It'll take up a lot of their top brass's time. They have to also, we don't want to create the very problem that I'm concerned already existed, and that is that they were paying attention to a lot of other things instead of, you know, that they were being dragged in a lot of different directions and not being able to focus on their core mission.
Thank you for that. Because I think that's a slippery slope, and unfortunately, a lot of times, these things get away from us, right? Or they can get away from us.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I think we need to be efficient in how we do it, but we also need to be thorough in how we're doing it. I don't think this should be a process that anybody is going into, whether it's the police department, the state police, or me, or the city council for that matter, or, you know, Oliver Thomas, if he's doing his own review. I mean, I don't think any of us, anybody who wants to look at what happened, should be going into it with an eye toward either attacking some individual or justifying their own behavior. You know, I mean, I think that what happened was terrible. And I do believe that there were vulnerabilities, and that if this individual had not been able to access the point that he did access, there were other places he could have caused an awful lot of harm. So that doesn't mean that we don't look at that vulnerability and make sure that but we got to look at all of it, because we don't usually see the same exact thing happen twice. Like, the next time is going to be something else, and so we don't want to just look at the that particular spot in Bourbon Street when we've got 1,500 other things that somebody could exploit.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, just $4.99 per pound. Signature Farms Boneless Skinless Chicken Breasts, Thighs, or Wings. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Progresso Soup, 18 to 19 ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get four free when you buy six. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
I mean, my suspicion is going to be that the governance structure got in the way of operational efficiencies and we didn't execute. And we've seen that over and over and over again in local and state government across this country. And I'm glad to hear that your approach is, you know, this really isn't about finding a scapegoat. This is about remediating these friction points and these works and processes during the decision-making process to streamline it, make sure that things get done when they need to get done.
That's right. I mean, you know, I kind of have the attitude that, like, everybody needs to step up their game. And mm-hmm. So let's go figure out how to make that happen.
No, absolutely. I mean, and that's typically where you see, you know, a breakdown somewhere in a particular work and process where someone's not doing what they're supposed to do, and it impacts everything upstream and downstream in many cases. Do you anticipate that your review, obviously an investigation, will lead to a final report? And is that something that you intend to share, obviously, with the city, the mayor, and others?
I do expect there to be a report. I actually have, you know, I'm not promising, but I'm anticipating that I'd like to have some preliminary analysis that I can put out and share before the legislative session goes in. I think there are certain aspects of this that are just going to take a lot more time. Auditing, or, you know, and I use that term kind of broadly, but looking at how money was spent and how departments function and work, and looking at this from a multi-year standpoint, that's going to take more time. And I think that, you know, I certainly expect this to take at least through the end of the year before I believe I'm satisfied that we're done and ready to issue something. And it could take longer than that, but I would like to update that report periodically so that I can report out. There may be some aspects of it that have to be confidential. I've never thought it was a great idea to publish your vulnerabilities on the internet. I think that if there are vulnerabilities that have been changed and they are no longer a vulnerability for us, then I have no problem talking about it. I'll have to balance that and see whether there are some things that need to be kept confidential. And operationally, there may be things that we have changed and we just don't want to publicize what and how it's changed. On the other hand, anything that's visible publicly, and you're going to see it, a barrier or something out on the street, I mean, you know, that's not private information. Everybody can see it.
Yeah, it is what it is. You mentioned the legislature. Right. Are you trying to preserve the right that there may be the necessity for some legislative enactments in order to ensure that certain things happen?
Sure. Yeah, I think that, you know, there definitely could be legislation. I'm not ready to say what I think it might be, but I think that there probably will be some.
And I think the council is kind of grappling with that same thing as to whether or not there's going to be, you know, the possibility of charter amendments or ordinances. It would seem to me, and what I'm hearing you say, is that really your final report, recommendations or otherwise, would be devoid of whoever is the mayor, right? It doesn't matter. It's not about
That's
an
right.
individual. It's about a process, right?
No, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, I think that we got to look at what was the situation on the ground, and if it you know was if it looked like it was kind of driven by one individual then or two individuals or something, then that would certainly be part of it. But I mean, at the end of the day, I think that it is more about process. Certainly the way I'm going into it is to look at it that way. I'm looking at it somewhat the same way I did when I looked at the ankle monitoring situation. You know, there are a lot of people that are involved and I don't obviously I can't control even some of those branches of government or necessarily influence them as heavily. For example, you know, the juvenile court judges have their own, you know, system. They do certain things. I have to rely on the court system and their kind of management structure to be able to influence those judges. I don't couldn't directly do that. There are other aspects of it that involve the Office of Juvenile Justice and the city where I have more of an ability to influence how they're doing things. And I've just been looking at it in a very detailed way. And I've been trying to come up with potential legislative fixes that would help resolve some of the gaps in the process and ensure that we actually have a functional system. So same concept.
Yeah. Final thoughts?
Just that the whole event continues to weigh heavily, I think, on everybody's hearts and minds. And there are a lot of people, including myself, who are committed to making some changes so that we are stronger and safer. You know, it's a big city. All of our cities, we want to live in a free country. I think we have to preserve freedom and we have to be willing to kind of not live our lives in fear. But we also need to do what we can to avoid known risk. And I know that everybody I've talked to is committed to doing that. So I do have some optimism and confidence that we will end up in a better place after you know, we just all got to kind of hunker down and keep working at it and not lose sight of that vision.
Well, thank you so much for what you do. And thank you so much for sharing this with us. I know a lot of folks really wanted to hear from you, and we appreciate you joining us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. Anytime. I'll come on anytime.
Thank you, ma'am. The Attorney General of the great state of Louisiana, Liz Murrell. We will be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.